Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now listen to me. I want to get right into a message that I kind of baited you with online. And by the way, how many of you are on our Facebook page, Williamson County Cowboy Church? Let me see your hand. Well, let's do this. How many are not? Raise your hand. Well, you should be. Do y'all not do that? Y'all are too old? What the heck's Facebook? We opened it up. We used to have just for our members here, and we still have that. But we opened it up, and we have hundreds now that get on our Williamson County Cowboy Church Facebook page. And what that does is if you do that kind of stuff in social media, I kind of like social media, but if you do it right, I think we can get on there and start delivering all our bad news, and I don't like all that. But to get communication out and things like our dinner after church here in a little bit, I mean, those are good things to know about. And so if you're not on it, then man, try to just Williamson County. If not, go to the website, and hopefully we kind of got it to where you kind of know what's going on, and if not, you can at least, like, we got a few messages about our dinner this afternoon, and so it's a good way to talk. But I baited them a little bit on Facebook with a message that I want to deal with. And for those in the back that want to write down the title of this message, here's what it is: Victory is ours. Say that with me. Victory is ours. And I'm going to deal with some things today. And I don't know what the Spirit of God's going to do. We're just going to let Him do whatever He wants to. I always figured in this church, we're not going to, you know, I know we have to have order, and, you know, we have music, and then we have some announcements, and then we whatever, and I'm okay with that. But how many of you know the Bible says if you're a son of God, that we're to be led, or a daughter, by the Spirit of the Lord? That means we need to do what He says. And, you know, let's let Him do that. Would you agree with that? Father, thank You, Lord, for this word. Whatever, again, You want to do in here, we as Your kids, we want to open up our hearts to receive what we need. The Bible says that You'll meet our needs according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's not talking just about financial needs. It's talking about different kind of needs, deliverance from things that may be keeping us in bondage. So this morning, sir, as a group, and even the ones that are watching live right now, we just declare that we open up our hearts to receive and our ears to hear everything You have for us. I pray for manifestations of healing and different things of deliverance to happen this morning in Jesus' name. Now look up as I speak to the devil. Don't ever bow down when you're praying and you start speaking to the devil. You need to look up, because we're not going to bow to him. Amen. Devil, in Jesus' name, you will not distract from any person in here. You'll not cloud their minds with fear, doubt, and unbelief. You'll not tempt them with the opposite of faith. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Y'all agree with that, right? In Jesus' name. Now everybody say amen. When we say amen, that's so be it, man. That's the stamp of the faith that we have in the prayer that we're speaking out. All right, let's deal with it. You ready? I'm going to deal with different things. The very first one is anger. I'm going to deal with marriage attacks. I'm going to deal with depression. I'm going to deal with loneliness. I'm going to deal with health issues. And if we have enough time, we'll hopefully get all through this. And then I'm going to deal with addictions. And we're going to deal with those kind of things. The reason we sang the songs that we just sang, like Power in the Blood, is because we need to understand that there is power in what Jesus did by dying on that cross. It's not a game. It's this relationship we have with Jesus is just not a Sunday thing. I'm telling you, this is a all the time thing. If you're born again and Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you need to understand that, yes, we are in a fallen world because of Adam and Eve sinning and the devil, you know, having a little bit of reign on this earth. But we, as Christians and believers in Him, Jesus, have victory over anything that the devil could do to you and I. Therefore, if you don't understand that and you don't understand the covenant that you have in Christ Jesus, you don't understand the power that you, as a believer in Jesus, not just I want to miss hell, but I'm talking about that power that we have here on this earth. Any Catholics that were raised Catholic in here, raise your hand, let me see you. You understand the prayer. Our Father, say it with me, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Now, think about it when you pray it. When you pray this prayer, and when Jesus was teaching us to pray this prayer, man, there's some power behind it. Thy kingdom come. Well, what's that? The kingdom of not just heaven, but the kingdom that we should live and operate on right here on earth. Because that's what it goes on to say. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it is there in heaven. We have to operate here in the midst of a fallen world. Now, understand that the Bible says we live in the world, but we do not live of the world. So it's all around us, right? The temptations that are all around us, we either submit to those or we stay hooked to the Word of God. And I'm telling you, at this church, as long as I'm the pastor, we're going to live by this word, and we're not going to live by a bunch of rules and regulations. We're going to live by the freedom of grace and mercy and the word that will set every single captive free. So if you're dealing and having some trouble in some of these areas that I've talked about, like anger or so on, then we need to deal with it now. Would you agree with that? Because we don't want that to linger on and cause more trouble in our lives. And so what I want to do at the very start is I think it's important before we deal with these things that are causing a lot of believers, and if you're not a believer, you need to be a believer today. Amen? If you're watching and you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, then by the end of this, I declare it differently. I change what was in my mouth fixing to come out my mouth. Does that make sense? I say right now you give your life to Jesus. Would y'all agree with that here? Don't wait till the end of it, because wind might start blowing and the internet service might stop. Get born again right now. Just ask Jesus to come into your life. Be the Lord of your life. And I'm telling you, He will. Amen? Now, before we deal with these things, I think we need to get our faith up. Because that's why we're struggling. That's why we struggle with anything in life. Things that we don't like going on in our lives, is we need to get our faith up. That's why it's so important to keep coming to church. Because I can show you people that get away from the church and get away from hearing the engrafted Word of God, and that's when things start happening in their lives for the negative. Would y'all agree with that? Why? Well, because I know it's very, the peace of God is here, but when we leave and drive out of the gates, then we have a lot of opportunities, like someone cutting you off. telling you how number one you are. Well, that's happened to me a few times. You drive a big truck and trailer, huh, Rusty? Oh, man, there's opportunities for people to come by you with mad faces. I have a 40-plus foot horse trailer, and then you got 8 or 10 foot of truck, and that's a long thing. And there's opportunities for you to make a mistake and cut a few people off. Amen. I'll never forget cutting an old man off in Austin. Woo-wee, that man, he come by me, and I didn't realize I did it. And I'm telling you, I never knew that an old man can cuss you out and flip you off that good. I mean, he had learned it. Expert. Boy, and he had given it to me, and boy, I looked at him, what in the world's wrong with you? Boy, and he gets up, and there's a big 18-wheeler, and I had my blinker on, so I just wanted to pass. Boy, he comes up beside me, and just, he makes me stay behind them for miles. And I won't tell you the rest of the story. But thank God that God forgives preachers too. Amen. I didn't cuss or anything, but I did ask him to pull over. I'm like, I asked him to pull over, howdy. I said, yeah, pull over. And then I got to thinking, wait a minute, he's like 80 years old, and here I'm a preacher going to preach somewhere, and I'm going to have to whip an old man. How is that going to look in the newspaper? Oh, Jesus, God, thank you for forgiveness. Let's build our faith up. I want you to turn your Bibles to Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Luke, chapter 4. And as soon as you get to Luke, chapter 4, say amen. And I'll wait on you. Luke, chapter 4. As soon as you get there, say amen. Let me hear it. Everybody there? Say oh me if you're not. Okay, I'm waiting. Luke chapter 4. Verse 18 says, Jesus is talking, it's in red, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, in your Bible, the reason I want you to always bring your Bible is because I want you, if you have a Bible and you have a pen, to circle the word me and write your name there. Just write your name there. So here's how it says in my Bible. I know y'all won't be able to see it, but I have it underlined here. And I have it circled, and I have my name written in there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon Corey. You put your name there. Because He's anointed me to preach the gospel. Now, I realize Jesus is talking, and I'm not trying to be Jesus, but the Bible tells me I'm to be like Jesus. I'm to imitate Him, praise God. So the Spirit of the Lord's anointed us to preach the gospel, which is what? Good news, not bad news. The good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, because you understand the reason now He wants us to do that is because He's not here anymore. He was raised from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's praying for you and I. The Bible calls it interceding for us. Okay? So since He's there, you and I then have to carry on what He is trying to do here and what we need to do now. To preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Who's that? Well, anybody that has anger might be some captive people that need to get delivered. Say amen to that. If you have fear or doubt, you're captive, and we need to get delivered from whatever that is. Recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are what? In the King James, it says bruised. In the Amplified, it says oppressed. So it's talking to people that are going through a tough time, that maybe they do have an anger problem. Maybe there are people that are going through some marriage issues, or maybe there are people that are depressed right now. A lot of times people that are depressed will never let you know it. But deep down inside, they don't have any life, man. No joy, no peace, no happiness. Maybe you are lonely this morning. You're bruised in some areas. You were done wrong. You had some bad things happen to you, and maybe it has caused you to withdraw and become lonely. Maybe you are here watching that are having health issues, and maybe you are addicted to something. And it don't have to be, you know, the worst addictions that society says you might. It might just be addicted to things that you're having a tough time with. I mean, it could be little. Peanut M&Ms. Well, I love them, okay? But Mimi last night said that's what Glenn used to, my spiritual dad, he used to get a big old sack of M&Ms. Well, I like peanut M&Ms, so I got me some peanut M&Ms on the way home from San Angelo yesterday or the day before. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. And I got about half of them down. And so I didn't eat the rest of them, but then it was like, oh, man, this is going to go with this message so good. Because I like M&Ms. But for a lot of people, it's way worse than an M&M, you see. Well, listen to me. We need to set at liberty them that are bruised to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. It's time that God's people understand that they have victory in Christ Jesus. That what He did on that cross is not void. It's not fake. It is real in the lives of a believer. And when your faith is up and fired up that no weapon formed against you will prosper like we prayed, or that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Man, when you get that faith that a believer should have, that man, I'm the head and I am not going to be that tail any longer. Well, then that's when you can get delivered from anything in your life that's just trying to defeat you, whatever it might be. Well, the very first one that the Lord showed me was anger. And so I want to give you just a couple of scriptures about that we need to deal with. James, turn over to James to your right. James chapter 1. James, book of James chapter 1. And look at with me verse 19 and 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath, that's anger, of man works not the righteousness of God. Then it talks a scripture that I love. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when you have a spirit of anger on you, oh man, it will cause havoc in your mind. I mean, you're mad. And then when you see your mind, your will, your emotion, when you see something that reminds you of something that you've gone through, it drives up that anger again. I'm here to tell you, the spirit of anger destroys a lot of things. It destroys the next part that we're going to talk about, marriage attacks. Just that spirit of anger that is on people. Man, they don't have much joy a lot of times. Man, hard on your family when one of the family members, or a mom or a dad or even a kid, has a spirit of anger on them. I mean, you don't want to be around them. It's a tough. Anybody have someone like that, like on your job, someone you know? And I mean, don't raise your hand, but there's always someone that your mind goes to. Yeah, it's just so uncomfortable in that atmosphere. We need to get delivered from that today. And we're going to in Jesus' name. Let's talk about the second thing, marriage attacks. I believe that, and I'm seeing it, Jamie and I are seeing this more today than any other time in our ministry, the attacks on marriages. And I'm talking from ministers on down. I know ministers that, I mean, they're divorcing right now. A sad thing, because here's the thing about marriage is God doesn't want you to marry and be like this, because you can get some wedges in that. He wants a marriage to be like that. And we've used this example many times, because you can't, someone that's got a, I mean, you can't hardly pull that covenant, that grip like marriages have. You see, you find it in Matthew chapter 18. Turn there if you like. Matthew chapter 18. Because really, it kind of adds to the covenant that we have in marriages. Matthew chapter 18. Look at verse 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. I love that part, because when two people then get married, man, that is some power. Well, guess then who attacks that? The enemy. He does not want me and my wife to have that power of agreement. As two, you see it? Of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. There's something about a covenant of agreement, and marriages are being attacked today because the devil hates that covenant power that a godly couple has. Now, I realize that there's a lot of people, and you would be surprised, dozens. You think it's just you that have called us? Uh-uh. There's dozens and dozens that are in this church and then are around our where we go that are in trouble in their marriages. Well, not today. We're going to get freed from that. Say amen to that. Come on. We've got to get our faith up that devil is not going to have victory in our marriages any longer. Now, I know some things can happen where there's justification for divorce, but I'm here to tell you, God wants restoration, man. He wants us to not give up a lot of times. There is a time when you got to move on, but there's also a time when you get on your knees and you say, no, I will not allow the devil to destroy my family. And man, when your faith is up in that area, you watch the mountains that are removed in your life in Jesus' name. That's why the Bible says to speak to that mountain, because that devil cannot win in your marriage. Now, if it's abusive or things that are going on that's not right, yeah, get out. God doesn't want you to stay in there being abused. Let me go on. I'll tell you one thing. We need to get ticked off at that devil for trying to ruin people's lives. And a lot of times we saw it coming years ago. And that's got to be the time when we're interceding and on our knees. And some of them submit and some don't. But I'm telling you, it's time we get ticked off that the devil is attacking godly people. And why don't we get off our blessed assurances? You savvy? And start getting our faith up to say, no. I know the enemy might try to attack that marriage, but we're going to stay in the Word of God. We're going to stay hooked to church. We're going to stay hooked on the promises of God that are yes and amen. And we're not going to allow that devil to ruin the relationship, the covenant that God, that agreement that God has for us as a couple. Say amen to that. Amen? And so we're going to deal with that here in just a minute. depression. I don't know if anybody in here is dealing with that spirit, or maybe you know someone that's dealing with the spirit of depression. But depression, again, tries to come on your mind. That verse 21 of James chapter 1 that says, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of wickedness and receive with meekness the engrafted word that's able to save your soulish realm, your mind, your will, your emotions. Oh man, the word's the only thing that's going to do it. The only way to get out of depression is that, because understand this, everything that we're talking about today is a spirit. The spirit of depression. Well, thank God we serve the Spirit of God that can get us out of that spirit of depression. But the only true way to get out of that spirit of depression that has oppressed anybody is this word. Man, there'd be times when Glenn Smith taught me this, that I'll be at a church service, and Rusty and Kathy understand what I'm fixing to say. Any minister will understand this. Howdy. He said, man, when you're preaching up there and you get to where there's just a spirit of deadness on a crowd, start reading the Word of God, and I'll show you a crowd that'll get set free in Jesus' name. I mean, I know y'all all quiet for some reason, and that's okay with me. But there's going to be some time when you need to get up and shout. There's going to be some time when just saying an amen and not being afraid to starts adding some agreement to the atmosphere of deliverance. There's a time when we're singing and we raise our hand, and yeah, just because we were raised Southern Baptist and then we got moved over to the Pentecostal church and we went to the Assembly of God church and then we went to the Catholic church and then I went to the Lutheran church and then I did some Methodist revivals, and I mean, I've been to almost all of them. But I'm here to tell you, I'm a fired up cowboy preacher that thanks God that I don't have to die and go to hell. So there's a time when I kind of like you talking back to me just a little bit. Just say, that's right, preacher. No, I'm not saying where it gets out of order. But I mean, don't be afraid to for every now and then say, that's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. I mean, what's wrong with this? A little bit of agreement saying, because if two agree on earth is touching anything, I'm telling you, if you grabbed your wife's hand and you just said, man, you are a beautiful woman, girl, you know what she's going to do to you? Probably kiss you on the cheek somehow for a while. I mean, there's something about that agreement, man. Oh, that's right, girl. I mean, Jamie, when we discuss some things, it's weird when we're just very quiet. But when she goes, hey, come on, you're a winner, Corey. I know you didn't do any good at the rodeo, but hey, you're still a winner. It's okay. I know you lost quite a bit of our money. But hey, baby, it's okay. I know those horses cost a lot of money, but hey, God will provide to feed them babies. You know, but if it's quiet, yeah, maybe I didn't do too good. And she don't say anything. She did that just the other day, matter of fact. And I was like, man, dadgummit. I said, man, is that last... That one steer, I just couldn't get those legs crossed very good. Like they sucked up, and I fought it, and I was just too long. And she didn't say anything. I wanted her to say, oh, it's okay, stupid steer. I mean, blame it on someone else besides me, right? No. She did not do that. And she was so quiet. I don't think it was the spirit of anger. But I beat the console. Did you hear me? She jumped. Woo! I did. I just wanted some reaction, though. Now, I don't want the negative reaction. I want, baby, it'll be okay, you know. I want to sing that song, you know, that talks about everything will be okay. See, there's something about a marriage And that spirit of depression that needs someone to go, yes, I'm tired of the devil attacking that good family. And we need to rid that spirit of depression in Jesus' name. And then you need to agree with it. That's right, girl. Come on, you get up. You get yourself up. Come on, you can do it. Stop holding your head down and get those shoulders back. Because our God is greater. Our God is more awesome and more powerful than anything, right? You see, that's what's going to get people out of that spirit of depression. What about loneliness? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, that's why the Bible says that it's not good for a man to be alone. I can testify to that. I do not like to be alone. How about you guys? I thank God for my wife and my kids. Man, I'm so honored that they are there, because that spirit of loneliness can get on people like you've never seen. And we'll drive that song gun out. Amen. What about health issues? Health issues. I mean, you want to talk about that can get people in bondage? Just have a doctor say, hey, you only got 6 months to live. Or the fear of some pain starting to happen in your body. Oh man, we need to deal with that. Because a lot of people have been, how should I say this, Lord? They've been convinced that that's just part of life. That's just part of it. You know, you get sick, and you know, when the flu season is here, people just assume that that's just part of what's going to happen to you in the year. It just happens. It's flu season, so we're going to get the flu. I mean, let's go get that little shot so that we don't get the flu. You see, and I'm not against that, but I think that the power of God's a whole lot better than the flu shot. All right, let's deal with the last one. Health issues. If you're, the last one's addiction, but if you're dealing in any area health-wise, then our faith is getting up right now, I'm telling you. I can feel it. So that when we're fixing to deal with them here in just a second, I've got 15 minutes before Dallas comes on. Then we need to make sure that if there's some things going on in your life that is health related and it's negative, let's take care of that today in Jesus' name. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, the beating that he took, that it striped his body, right? By his stripes, you're healed. I mean, I'm going to turn there before I get into addictions real fast. And I'm telling you guys, listen to me. Don't ever get upset when you see someone leave. Don't ever think. I mean, because you never know why they leave, first of all. But I've seen in a lot of churches that when a spirit starts to get riled up, and I've seen this throughout my ministry of 30 years. When a spirit starts to get riled up, it gets very uncomfortable because it knows it's fixing to get cast out. And that's exactly what's supposed to happen here, is that spirit gets cast out. Now, the problem is people think that we're talking to a person. No. Understand this. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against the spirit that's behind that principality and power of darkness. Because there's churches that don't talk about these kind of things because they're uncomfortable sometimes. Well, wait a minute. I want to get set free. If I got an anger problem, I want to get set free of it. Are you with me? I mean, if I'm struggling with an addiction, I want to get set free. It's not right to be bound by that. If I'm struggling with some health issues, then no, I want to get set free, because the Bible says that we should have a body from the top to the bottom with nothing missing and nothing broken. I mean, I want this thing to be whole in Jesus' name. If I'm dealing with loneliness, then I want to tend to that. And I want to know that my Father's always with me, my Father in heaven. If no one else wants to be around me, thank God I got the Spirit of God. And I talk to him just like that. Hello, Lord. Good morning. You know what I say every morning? I expect good things to happen to me today. And it's amazing how good things always happen to me. Now, one guy goes, it was Monday, and he said, how you doing? Oh, it's just Monday. Bad. And then he made the mistake of asking me how my day was. I said, hey, man, my day's blessed. I said, you know why? He go, why? And I didn't have to be all preachery. I just said, well, I've learned that you can either decide to be mad or you can decide to be glad. And I just think it's better to be happy. And the guy looked at me, oh, okay. I mean, it's amazing that I just want to be happy. I don't want to be lonely. But thank God I have the Lord with me. Amen. If you're dealing with these kind of things, we need to deal with them. In 2 Peter, the Bible says, chapter 2, verse 9, that God, he desires to see the deliverance of us. He wants us to get delivered from some of these things that have us so bound. I mean, that we're so bound in some areas that we have no joy, we have no peace. I mean, I'm talking about the peace of God that passes the understanding. Why am I going through this? No, and when you tap into the peace of God, it passes that understanding. Where, okay, Lord, I just want peace even though I don't understand why I'm going through this. Well, if you have the peace of God, you'll get on through the deals that you're dealing with. You'll go get through them. You won't stay in the middle of them. You won't build that big old tent that we sometimes do. And we stay there for years and years and years. No, today, it's time to get set free in Jesus' name. Would you agree with that? So, here's what we're going to do. If you and no one's going to know. It doesn't matter. It's between you and God. But if you're dealing with the things that I believe the Lord has showed me this morning, if you're dealing with a spirit of anger, it just seems like, man, I get mad. If you're having marriage issues, and again, no one's going to know which one you're coming up for. If you have some areas of depression that you're having to deal with loneliness, with health issues, or with addictions, I want you to get up and I want you to come right down here, and we're going to lay hands on you and we're going to get you delivered right now in Jesus' name. Come on, get up here. Any of those areas, it doesn't matter what they are. If you're dealing with those areas, I want you to get up. I want you to come right here. And I'm not going to ask you which one you're dealing with because God knows, right? But if you're dealing with any of these areas, then it's time to get set free and get delivered from it right now. Would y'all agree with that? You don't want to hold on to it any longer. You want to be set free from it in Jesus' name. Rusty, howdy, that's why y'all came. I need some of y'all's help to deal with it. It doesn't matter. If you're dealing with some things, don't you sit there if you're dealing with some of these things. Now, here's another thing. If you're out there and you know someone that's dealing with it and you want to just step in for them, then you come up here and we'll lay hands on you and you'll be that point of contact for that person. So if it's someone like that, you come on. I mean, we care for people. So if there's someone that, hey, I know they're going through this, and by golly, I'm going to just stand in for them, then you come on as well. Now, if you're out there, what I want you to do is I want you to agree with all these people that are here. If you're watching live right now, I just want you to agree with us, and you might be one that's going through some of these things. I know a lot of people, they tend to want to rest and not go to church, but I'm telling you, there's danger in that. I just want to speak to anybody watching right now. There is danger in feeling like, well, I'll just get my church, you know, online. Or I'll get my church on TV. No. There's something about not forsaking the assembly of us together. Because when we can touch each other, and when we can interact with each other, that's where the power is, man. Because I need you building me up. I need y'all praying for your pastor, especially when I'm out there. Because you know what happens out there. That devil wants to stop me at every single turn. from ministering to some of these people. And we're just not going to allow that to happen. Amen? So when you're praying for me, man, I'm getting built up. When I get your texts and your calls, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you I'm thinking about you. I get those from a lot of you. Thank you, thank you. You don't know how much it means to Jamie and me. I mean, I need that. Well, see, that's what we can have as we assemble together on a Sunday and on a Tuesday night Bible study. Now listen to me. I'm going to touch every single one of you. Here's the deal. Batman and Superman power is not what's going to happen here. It's amazing what people think. Dunamis power of God is what's going to happen. So I'm not going to pray a long prayer for you. I might not even pray anything for you. But when I touch you, I'm adding my agreement that whatever has you captive at this moment, I don't care what it is. If it's healing, I'm telling you, you start saying right now, I am healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Not, I hope to be healed. Please do. No, no, no. That's not faith. That has a tad bit of doubt to it. When I lay hands on you, you have this faith on the inside of you that, Father, when I receive that, I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. We are not moved by what we see, feel, hear, taste, and touch. We're not moved by the five physical senses. You know what we're moved by as a Christian? This word. So I don't care if you don't feel healed. We're not moved by what we feel. I've seen, and I'll just, this is another faith deal, real fast. A man came to me years ago in Lovington, New Mexico. It's been 20 years ago. And he was hunched over like this. He was a roper. I knew him, been to the national finals. He said, hey, I need you to pray for me. I'm like, I had to get down. What's wrong with you, brother? I'm serious. He said, man, my back, I've not been able to straighten my back up in 2 weeks. I said, okay, let's pray for you. So I just laid hands on him and I said, Father, I thank you, Lord, by the power of God in Jesus' name. You don't want this man bent over forever. So I command this back to line up and be healed in Jesus' name. And he said, all right, thank you, brother. And he left the same way he came up. He said, thank you. Okay, if I was moved by what I saw, I would think, well, he didn't get healed. 15 minutes later, he came up like this. He said, I haven't been able to raise my hands up. 15 minutes after he said, thank you, Lord, I'm healed in Jesus' name, he just started to lift up. So there's a time when, yeah, maybe it doesn't happen right then, because I believe in now faith. In Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe in the now. But look, according to your faith, it's according to your faith. So get your faith up right now that when I lay hands on you or when one of these ministers touches you, you are healed, you're set free, you're delivered by whatever is causing you trouble. If it's a marriage, you just say, I'm healed. This is a strong marriage in Jesus. I don't care what it is. When I touch you, and if the Spirit of God has something for me to say, I'll say it in Jesus' name. If you're a point of contact, you just believe for that person in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I give you glory and honor, praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, be healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God healed in Jesus' name. They deserve it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And when I touch you, don't be afraid to say, I receive that. I receive it in Jesus' name. You speak out of your mouth. Say, I receive that. Say it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, Father. Thank you, Lord. Deliver in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke sickness. I rebuke the things that are trying to destroy God's people in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Receive it. It's not going to affect you any longer in the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is, what's going on in people's lives. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they are delivered by the power of God in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Say, I receive it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I'm delivered from all these things that are trying to destroy me in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, for complete health over Mimi. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, all of you right now, and I want you to do it with the faith that you have right now. I don't care if you don't know one single scripture of that Bible. It has nothing to do with your faith. The faith you have right now in Jesus Christ. When you say amen, don't say it right now, but when you say amen, I want you to say it with the attitude that the Bible tells us to say it with, faith. I'm talking about there's no doubt in my mind that my God will deliver, heal, set me free to the glory of God in Jesus' name. My situation will not control me because my God is greater. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath my situation. See, your faith is getting up there. So when we say amen, then I want you to say it with that attitude. Amen. And that I'm talking about when you say amen, watch the manifestations just take over in Jesus' name. You ready? Say amen. 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 Now give God praise. Come on. Give Him praise. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Y'all give Him praise out there. He's worthy of it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can go to your seat. Now listen to me. As you walk back with victory. I don't want you saying after a while, well, it must have not happened for me. No, 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 no. When I was believing God for my first motor home, y'all remember that story? The very first one, I was having to go. I preached for George Strait by sleeping in the front of my pickup truck. Remember that? And I think it was a Dodge back then, and the seat was not nice. It had a stupid hump in the middle. So I felt like my back, oh Lord. And I'm like, oh, praise God. I can't imagine how I'm ministering to all the people. Glory be to God, everybody. God loves you. And I felt like this. Oh! So one day I said, sir, if I work for you, and I'm not going to beg people. I've never done that. As you know, I don't take a salary at this church. I'm just praying to God that people will see the fruits of me and my wife and give to us. Because you don't have to. If you do, praise God, thank you. Because you're our partners. You're partnering with me and my wife. You don't have to. So I said, sir, if I work for you, I'm not going to ever beg. I'm not going to get on TV like some of these preachers. If you don't give, we're going to be off the air in a week. You know what I always say to that? Then go off the air. Because they must not be supposed to be on the air in the first place if they can't trust God and He's not providing. So so privately I said, Father, and I wasn't married at the time. I said, sir, man, I'm kind of tired of sleeping in the front seat of my truck. And so I need you to provide me a motorhome. He said in my spirit, he said, well, sow a seed. So I found a ministry that needed faster transportation, Jesse Duplantis. And he's come to preach here before. And so I just gave him, sowed a seed. And I said, Father, I'm just giving this for my transportation. I'd like something where I'm not, you know, I'm preaching every single day somewhere at that time. Okay, here's the deal. A month and 13 days, over and over and over and over out of my mouth. No one knew it. No one. I said, Father, thank you for my motorhome. Thank you. I didn't say, oh, please, 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 Lord. No, I just said, thank you, sir. Every time I would see a motorhome on the road pass me, I would say, Father, thank you for mine. Not that one, mine. I don't want to covet. I mean, they got nicer and nicer. Woo, thank you, Jesus, for my motorhome. A month and 13 days, I did it. I might have done it 500 times a day. I don't know. Just every time I thought about it, I said, thank you, Father. All to myself. No one knew about it. Until that 13th day after the first month, a lady and a man walked up to me and said, hey, God told me to give you a motorhome. I did cartwheels. I did a toe touch, and almost hurt myself. I'm talking because if he did it for me, he's got to do it for you. Because he's no respecter of person. He don't like the preacher more than he does someone that doesn't preach. That showed me everything in my life. Because if he did it for me, but it was all, thank you, Lord. I didn't go home and say, well, I don't know if this tithing stuff works. I don't know if this giving stuff works. I don't know if this believing God for stuff works. So when you pray, when you just got prayed for, don't you dare go home and say, well, I hope it worked. You have that faith. Thank you, Jesus, that by the stripes I'm healed. My marriage is restored. We're going to do things correct. I'm going to survive. This addiction that is trying to, I thank you, it's gone in Jesus' name. Amen? That's how you get delivered from it. And all of you that was up here, you are delivered from whatever that junk is in Jesus' name. Amen? Now bow your head real fast. Father, in Jesus' name, if there's one person here that does not know you, I just ask you to draw their heart to you right now in Jesus' name. With no one looking around, if you're here this morning, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. I'm talking about you don't know if you would die, if you died, if you'd go to heaven or if you'd go to hell. I don't want you to go to the latter part, hell. I want you to go to heaven. But you can't go there unless you receive Jesus as Lord. The scripture is John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me, Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if you'll confess Jesus with your mouth and believe that God raised him from the dead, it uses this word thou. That's all of us. Thou shalt be, say it with me, saved. Saved from what? Hell. That's a good start. If you're here this morning, Jesus, the Son of God, is the only way to get born again and saved. He's the Son of God. He's the one that we celebrate his birth on Christmas and his resurrection on Easter. Do you know him? Is he the Lord of your life? If he's not, I want you to make him the Lord of your life right now by praying a prayer with all of us believers. We're all in this church going to pray it with you. But if you are here and you don't know Jesus, invite him into your life right now in Jesus' name by praying this prayer. Out of your mouth, say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart and I confess that Jesus is Lord. And I believe God raised him from the dead. And I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I leave this earth. I want heaven here, though. So I'm going to live for you, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. With every head bowed and every eye closed real fast, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your life to Jesus this morning, when I count to three, I want you to be bold enough to raise your hand up and put it right back down. I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. I'm not going to embarrass you. But right where you're at, if you just gave your life to Jesus and you prayed that prayer for the very first time, you get that hand up with some faith. And then just put it right back down. That's all I want you to do. You ready? With boldness. One, two, three. Go. All right, look at me. Not one hand went up, which is very unusual for our church. And I understand, I'm okay with that. But listen to me. We've got to be about the Father's business. Let's get people here. Either lead them to Jesus out there and then get them here, or try to get them here and we can get them born again. Amen? Did y'all have a good time? Now listen to me. You coming? Come on. After a quick word, Is this about the 40 days, right? Awesome. We're going to have a meal, and I'm going to pray over the meal. I want all of you to stay. It looks like there's a lot to eat. This is a great time for you to hang out, get to know me if you don't know me. Ask me whatever question you want to. It'd be an honor to fellowship with you. So please stay for a meal, but I want you to hear about our 40 days of life.
Hi, guys.
Is that on?
Is it on? What's on?
Is it on?
Is it on?
It's the white. I think it's. Here, let's do the. Here's the red one. Give it to her. I love it. I miss you so much.
Miss you.
Tell your family hello for me. All right, let's eat. Why don't y'all stand to your feet? Will you come and just so me and Jamie can be at the front. We wouldn't go there anyway. All the visitors that were here today, thank you for coming. Honor to have you. And we're going to be doing some great things. We're going to have, during our meal sometime, we're going to have the director of our kids' church, and you're going to get to meet her finally. And she's going to tell you some awesome things that we're going to implement in kids' church. But it'll be during the meal. I'll give her a microphone. We'll introduce her. But it's a good time to fellowship. So all the visitors that were here, or if you've been a visitor last week, it doesn't matter. I want y'all to go first and just go down the line, and I want you to have a blessed meal in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray over it. Father, as we leave and we're staying here, we just thank you, Lord, for fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, that we as a church that love this church want to get to know some of the people in our church. And we need to be about relationships, sir, not just coming Sunday to hear a message and then leave. No, we need to start being a family and causing more families to want to come to be a part of this church and have that relationship with you. So, Father, bless this time. Bless the food. Nourish our bodies. Thank you, sir, for all the people that helped make whatever's over there and the help that helps us put it out and deliver it. God bless them. We love you, sir. Thank you for a wonderful time. Until we come back next Sunday or Tuesday night, we just thank you, Lord, that you don't stay here. You get to go with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. With a big round of applause, you're dismissed. All the visitors, go get you something, and we'll jump in there in a second. Love you.